So if you're not already comfortable, please make yourself completely comfortable. And continue to stabilize your attention, coming to rest in quietude and stillness. As I invite you to contemplate gratitude and appreciation. You are now invited to recollect acts of kindness, acts of goodwill that people have done towards you throughout your life. It could be a simple act from a stranger or a profound action from someone significant in your life, such as a grandparent, a relative, or a friend, perhaps a teacher in primary school. And go back to your earliest memories, if you can, and move forward, recounting times of people's kindness, generosity, patience, support, compassion, directed at you. And notice your heart's response. As you reflect on times in your life, you have been the recipient of kindness, generosity, care, support, understanding, soothing, compassion. And if the quality of gratitude is arising, nourish and nurture this quality. Let it swell up in your heart. And if tears flow, let them flow. Let yourself be engaged completely with the quality of gratitude. Be absorbed with it, in it. Let it be your abiding or your abode. Allow your reflection to come to current times. Reflecting on current situations, the people you work with, people you live with, beings around you, the circumstances around you. Even this dwelling that we're in right now, people that have arranged the dwelling, given care and attention to our food and sustenance. Allow gratitude to grow. Let it swell in your heart. Let it fill your being. And I invite you now to go back through your life again, this time reflecting on times when you have given some kindness, when you've been generous, kind, caring, patient. When you've engaged in actions that are worthy of praise, worthy of gratitude yourself, and notice your heart's response. Let go of barriers, let go of doubt, let go of hindrances, and honestly see your own actions of kindness, generosity, skill, wisdom, patience, compassion. Moving forward right up until the current circumstances. Your workplace, your livelihood. Reflecting on how much you give to others with an open heart, without hesitation. And see if you can have some appreciation for yourself. Again, don't be swayed by negative bias. Don't be drawn in by the doubts, the yes buts. Rather, be open to positive bias. And that is what you've done well. And if you could write a list of what you appreciate about yourself within your heart, write that list. Of all the qualities, skills, actions that you appreciate about yourself. Remember. And draw your attention to that. And notice your heart's response. If gratitude, if appreciation, if joy is there somewhere within your heart, nourish and nurture it. Let it flourish. Let it blossom. Let it fill your being. Touch every cell of your body, every aspect of your being. So that it shines from you, it radiates from you. Appreciative joy.